Good Test Tables, 26th December, tow away with Yaffa Cullen, North West London, by Beryl Knopfler.
Rabbi Makdim, first, you know, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Aholich baderech hoisek mimishnosai, va'oime manoa ilon ze, manoa nir ze, malla olov akosuf kilom yischai benafshoi. The Ksav Sofer says a very original pshat. He says, Aholich baderech means, as the Gemara says in Brochus, Yofa Talmud Torah im derech eretz, Aholich baderech, somebody who goes the way he's supposed to, he does his derech eretz as he should. Upoisek mimishnosai, that far he's allowed to do, he's allowed to be mafsik from his learning, because that's the halacha. The point here is, Va'ime manoe ilon ze, manoe nil ze. Ksav Sofer says that a person has to know the right place for him is Beis HaMedrash. The place where he ought to be, and he has to feel that he ought to be in the Beis HaMedrash. But what can you do? Not everybody zaycha melachta inasas alidei acherim. Not everybody zaycha that he doesn't have to go into an office. He doesn't have to do his business. Not everybody zaycha. So Gemara Paskins, at the din is, he can be poisek mimishnos, so he can stop his learning. But he has to know he's an onus. He's forced into it. Circumstances force him to do it. Va'oime, if he says, manoe ilon ze, this is what I enjoy. This is the real thing that I enjoy. Va'oime manoe nir ze. The Beis HaMedrash part is only, I've got to be Yotzer, that's the part that he feels onus. He doesn't feel onus when he's doing the other part of the day. That's Ma'ale Olav HaKosav Kedem Eschaya B'Nafshay. The Ksav Sofer is pointing out that place of a Yid, Chayav Odom B'Talmud Torah, whenever he can, he's Chayav to do Talmud Torah. We have a similar vod in Parshas Bereishis. We all know the story of Cain and Hevel. Each one was makriv the korban, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted the korban of Hevel, and he didn't accept the korban of Cain. And the Mephoshim try to understand why that was. So one of the Mephoshim say, you just got one word in the pasuk beforehand. It says, Vahi Hevel Roye Tzoyin V'Kayin Hoyo Oyved Adomo. It says, Alpi Chazal, whatever it says, Vahi, Vahi is a Loshon Tzar. When it says a Loshon of Hoyo, Hoyo is a Loshon of Simcha. There lies the difference between Cain and Hevel. Vayhi Hevel Roye Tzoyin. Hevel understood his real place would have been in the Beis HaMedrash, but he had to be a Roye Tzoyin. Vayhi was with a Tzar, with a feeling of Tzar. The Cain Hoyo, Cain did it with Simcha, he was not Oved Adomo. Yibayim Shem says, I'm interested in Hevel's Korban, and I'm not interested in Cain's Korban. When one sees Blian Hora, as many people as are here, who are sitting and learning, and come to Shurim on a day which is basically a day of holiday, it proves where one's machshava is really. It proves that even on the other days, one is really an onus, and one would like to be sitting in the Beis HaMedrash. The proof is, when one has the opportunity, and one does go into the Beis HaMedrash, that shows that one is be'emes the Beis HaMedrash Yid, and it warms one's heart when one sees such a thing. I want to speak of Oisai about small inyan, an inyan lahalocha, which actually I was once asked about, and it can happen to many people, and we'll soon see, although it's not mamish inyan adyoim, as you'll see, but the relevant rayas and proofs to this shayla is definitely in Yonah of every day. Shaylas like this, everybody knows, when Shabbos and Yom Tov fall together, halacha is that you have a different nusach of Kiddush than you have on a regular Friday night. On the contrary, basically, Yom Tov takes over, and you say the Kiddush that you regularly say for Yom Tov, but, of course, the Kiddush of Shabbos doesn't fall away, and one has a chiyuv to do and to mention the Kiddush of Shabbos as well. The mitzvah same in our Torah of Kiddush is Zocher Es Yom HaShabbos LeKadshrei. It's possible that the mitzvah of Kiddush on Yom Tov is probably only a drabonon, it's not a deraisa at all, because the Torah only says the mitzvah of Kiddush by Shabbos and not by Yom Tov. Afal Pikein, Chazal found it necessary to use the Nusach of Yom Tov on the Kiddush of Yom Tov, but of course you can't leave out Shabbos, and you have to mention Shabbos in the Kiddush as well. Story is, somebody made Kiddush on Yom Tov, and he forgot that it was Shabbos. So he says, Shein Enigin, the whole Nusach of Yom Tov, and he's forgotten to mention Shabbos in his Kiddush. There's no shaila at the moment that he definitely has to repeat Kiddush. No question whatsoever. Because the Chiv of Shabbos, he definitely was not Makayim by having just mentioned as Yom, whichever Yom Tov it was, Chagamatzitz, Chagatzukos, Chagashroiz, it's Rosh Hashanah. He definitely hasn't been Yotza his Chiv of Shabbos. So he definitely has to repeat Kiddush again. That isn't the shaila. Shaila is, when he repeats the Kiddush, what should his nusach then be of Kiddush? Should his nusach of Kiddush then be what he prescribed, what was prescribed lechatchila, which is the Kiddush of Shabbos and Yom Tov together, the nusach that he should have said? Or could he say, look, he's already been Yotza, the Kiddush of Yom Tov. Kiddush of Yom Tov, he was Yotza, said it. What's left for him is the Kiddush of Shabbos. So he'll make regular Kiddush of Shabbos with the Brocha, same way as he does on a normal Shabbos, and he won't repeat Yom Tov at all. And he'll be Yotza, not in one go as prescribed by the Siddur and by Chazal, but he'll be Yotza in two goes. First of all, Kiddush of Yom Tov, Avada was not Lechatchila, but since he left out Shabbos, he had to in any case repeat it. So he'll just do the Kiddush of Shabbos. Good Shaila, what should he do? If you can ask me which niggun he would do, that's, you know, probably the Shabbos one, because the Yom Tov niggun doesn't fit into the Shabbos Kiddush. So, okay. So that's a shaila. Now, how we push at this shaila? So, first of all, that's why I said before, let's go to something which is relevant, I wouldn't say on a daily basis, but it's relevant the whole time. What would happen if the same thing occurred with Tefillah? What happened was like this. Somebody, Daven the Shemoneh Esrei, let's divide and talk about Shabbos and Yom Tov. So you know that on Arvis, Shachris, Mincha, Musaf as well, and Shabbos is Chal Yom Tov, again, mainly the Yom Tov Nusach takes over, and one davens the Atav HaChartonu of Yom Tov, but one has to mention Shabbos and Shemoneh Esrei. If one didn't mention Shabbos, we won't go into the details now, if you missed it out in one place or another, he forgot Shabbos completely. And this does happen. He forgot about Shabbos completely. Avada v'avada, halacha is, it's got to be Chayes Shemoneh Esrei, it's got to daven Shemoneh Esrei again, no question whatsoever. Be it Arvis, be it Shachris, be it Musaf, be it Mincha, he's got to daven Shemoneh Esrei again. Now, which Shemoneh Esrei does he daven? I don't think anybody would ask a shayla which Shemoneh Esrei he davens. It would be, I think, a dovah poshut by everybody, and it's correct as well, that definitely, the Shemoneh Esrei that he has to daven again is the prescribed Shemoneh Esrei, which says in the Siddur. You've got the Shemoneh Esrei of Yom Tov Shechalias B'Shabbos, you daven the Yom Tov Shemoneh Esrei again, and of course the second time not forgetting to mention Shabbos. That's the Chatchila. So here we don't even have a Shaila. We'll soon explain maybe why. What happens then, not in the Chatchila case, but in the Di'avad case? That means the second time he davened the Shemoneh Esrei, he forgot, or he didn't know the halacha. He thought maybe the halacha was he just has to daven the Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei, and he leaves out Yom Tov. So he's davened first a Yom Tov Shemoneh Esrei, mentioning all the relevant parts that he needs to mention for Yom Tov. Second time he davens a Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei, and doesn't mention Yom Tov at all in the Shemoneh Esrei. Has he now been yotza? Let's say it was by Shachris, has he been Yotza Shachris? Or you say, no, you've got to daven a third Shemoneh Esrei, and this time include both Shabbos and Yom Tov properly. What is his halacha? So again, here, we're not clearing a shaila, we're not asking a shaila, what is Dinis Lechatchila? Because I think to everybody it's obvious that his Lechatchila halacha, even though he forgot only Shabbos, and he mentioned Yom Tov in his first Shemoneh Esrei, it's definitely the halacha that the second Shemoneh Esrei that he says has got to be the one that's supposed to be for today, which is having Shabbos and Yom Tov together. First of all, we have to know why that is. Then we have to know what is halachas b'di'evit. Now, the ma'aseh is, let me say, it is a shaila in the poskim. Shaila in the poskim. In Siman Reish Samach Ches, you'll find the Ma'amar Modcha, one of the poskim often quoted in the Mishnah Berurah. Ma'amar Modcha says in Siman Reish Samach Ches, Yom Tov Shchalias b'Shabbos, v'shochach lahazke shel Shabbos. Not another shaila. Same shaila. This person, you know, the halacha is on Friday night. Let's bring in another halacha now. Friday night, the halacha is, if somebody by mistake davened the complete weekday Shemoneh Esrei, davened the weekday Shemoneh Esrei on Friday night, complete weekday Shemoneh Esrei, halacha is, he can be yotza from the shatz who says Ve'en Sheva. He can be yotza with the Mogen always from Mashiach Tzibo, all the way through to Mekadosh HaShabbos, and he can be yotza. That is the halacha. He davened a complete weekday Shemoneh Esrei. The halacha is, he can be yotza his chayva by listening to the shatz being motzi him with the Brocha Achas Me'en Sheva. So the Ma'amar Modcha wants to know, what's the din on Yom Tov? What happened on Yom Tov? It was Yom Tov Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos, and he forgot to mention Shabbos and the Shemoneh Esrei. He davened a Yom Tov the Shemoneh Esrei. Is he now going to be Yotza with his Me'en Sheva, or is he not going to be Yotza with Me'en Sheva? That means he might be worse off by having davened the Yom Tov the Shemoneh Esrei than if he would have davened a weekday Shemoneh Esrei. Imam HaMotcha says, You're not Yotza. Why? Ein tefillah lechatzoin. Your Shemoneh Esrei tonight is supposed to be one which has both Shabbos and Yom Tov in it. You did it first Yom Tov, and then Shabbos, and we know that's a valid Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei to be Yotza with the Me'en Sheva. Not Yotza. You're not Yotza. Ein tefillah lechatzoin. What does it mean, ein tefillah lechatzoin? Half. Your first tefillah, half, which is Yom Tov. Your second tefillah, half, which is Shabbos, it's not good enough. Ein tefillah lechatzoim, and you've got to go and daven Shemoneh Esrei again. The Sharei Tshuva, on the spot, in Reish Samaches, he brings down from the Machzik Brocha, which is the Chidor, he brings down that the Chidor says, you are Yotza with Me'en Sheva. He does not worry about this point of whether you were Yotza your tefillah lechatzoim. The two tefillahs together are good enough, and halacha is that he's Yotza. Yotza, Yom Tov, by having davened the first Shemoneh Esrei, and Shabbos, by having davened the Me'en Sheva. That's what the Sharei Tshuva says from the Machzik Brocha, which means basically we have now a Machlokes HaPaskim. Machlokes HaPaskim, in the case of Tefillah, what happens if a person needs to daven Shabbos and Yom Tov, and he davened first a Yom Tov Tefillah, and then a Shabbos Tefillah? Has he been Yotze B'Di'evit, or does he have to daven a third Shemoneh Esrei? Or do you say that he has been Yotze even though he split Yom Tov and Shabbos? Now we have to explain exactly what the Shal is, and I'll bring you in another case. Somebody has eaten mezonos, and he's eaten, let's say, peiros of shiras aminim, like grapes. He's eaten a bunch of grapes, and he's eaten more than the kezias of mezonos. We all know what his halacha is. He's got to make a brocha, which is called the me'en sholosh, and the me'en sholosh is alamichya for the cake, and aloeitz and alapeiros for the fruits that he's eaten. Now we all know as well, you do it one brocha. One brocha is your koilel everything. You make alamichya, and you make aloeitz and alamichya and alapeiros, and you're going to the brocha in that way. Okay, something which often happens, and kimat, I'll say that anybody tells me it's never happened to him, I won't believe him. That you'll have forgotten that you've eaten, let's say, the grapes. You make your alamichya, and you completely forget to be koilel in the alamichya or the alapeiros. So aleph, there's no shaila, you've got to make a new brocha, because you haven't yet been yotza your alapeiros. There's no shaila whatsoever, you haven't been yotza, and you definitely have to make a new brocha. Now, when you make the new brocha, would you ask a shaila? What nusach shall I make now? Since I was mechuyiv to make alamichya and aloeit, therefore I'm only going to make, and I haven't yet been yotza, I'm going to have to make both again, because that was the nusach that I was chayiv. Or you're going to say, look, I was yotza alamichya already, I wasn't yotza aloeit, the alamichya is gone, I've patted it, I've been yotza, and all I have to do now is make my brocha of aloeit. Would you ask a shayla? I think most people wouldn't. Unless somebody was right next to them and say, this is what happened. Maybe they would. But they wouldn't ask a shayla. What would they do? I believe, and they would be correct if they would do that, is to make second brocha only aloeitz, not alamichya. Bin yotza. Alamichya bin yotza. So we've got three cases now that we're talking about. We're talking about the case of Kiddush, of Shabbos and Yom Tov. We're talking about the case of Tefillah on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And we're talking about the case of alamichya and aloeitz, and he only made one and he didn't make the other. Now why is it so poshut by everybody? I think about alamichya, you definitely will not go back and do alamichya again. And you'll divide it into half. By tefillah, it's machlokes apaskim. Hakiddush was our shayla. So let's try and understand why this is. The svara that the machzik brocha says that by tefillah your yotza, he compared it to alamichya. Why? Let's understand alamichya first. Alamichya, without any doubt whatsoever, is two separate chiyuvim that the person has. It's two separate chiyuvim. Why? He's eaten cake. Cake is mechayev alamichya any day of the week. Doesn't make a difference when it is. Halacha is, you eat cake, you make alamichya. You eat peiros any day of the week. No question, no shaila, your halacha is you make aloeitz. It happens to be that if you've eaten both, you can be koil of them in one brocha, not in you can, you should, to save any extra brocha she'en et tzricha. That is what you're supposed to do, but the understanding behind it is, and it's mufurish in the Shiltah Giborim, that basically you've got two chiyuvim. Two separate independent chiyuvim which don't have a kesher one with the other at all. And your halacha is that you can be koilet in one brocha. If you didn't, then okay, maybe b'shogeg you will goyim yourself a brocha she'en et tzricha. But your halacha is that if you did the one, then the second time you forget about the first one which you've been yotze already, and you only do the second chiyuv. That is a dovah poshet. Now tefillah, maybe one can compare. On the other hand, Tefillah is definitely different, and let me explain why. When you talk about tefillah, every single day of the week, a person has chiyuv to daven, tefillas arvis, tefillas shachris, tefillas mincha, and sometimes tefillas musaf. That's every day of the week, there's a chiyuv mariv, chiyuv shachris, chiyuv musaf, chiyuv mincha. Now, your chiyuv of mariv, which you have every day, changes according to the day that it is. On a weekday, your Mariv tonight is a weekday Mariv. On a Shabbos, on a Friday night, your Mariv, which you have to regularly daven, is a Shabbos digger Mariv. So your weekday Mariv has changed on a Friday night into a Shabbos digger Mariv, but it's still the Mariv, which today is a Shabbos Mariv. When it's Yom Tov, then it's a Yontav Mariv, which takes over from the week, then it's a Yontav Mariv. If it's Shabbos and Yontav together, then your Mariv tonight is a Shabbos and Yontav combination. You've got to combine Shabbos and Yontav. But this is totally different to Alamichyo and Alo Eitz. Alamichyo and Alo Eitz is two separate chiyuvim that a person has, and nobody can ever say a person is mechuyiv to make brocha achas me'en sholosh. There's no such chiyuv. You've got a chiyuv, of course. If you've eaten cake to make alamichya, you've eaten grapes to make alait. But you don't have a chiyuv of a brocha achas men shosh. I can say, today that is the tsuras achiyuv. You can't say that. There's no such thing. It's two independent chiyuvim. With tefillah, your tefillah of tonight becomes a mariv of a combination of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Therefore, there's no question that in lechatchilas, you can't go and daven Shabbos and Yom Tov as a separate Shmanesa, because I've got one chiv of Mariv, it's one chiv Tvila. My only problem is that maybe I haven't been Yotz. Okay? Now, when Shabbos and Yom Tov are combined together, my chiv of tonight is one chiv, a combination of Mariv and, therefore, Mariv of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Therefore, there's no shaila whatsoever that if you missed out one of them, when you come to your second Tvila, then your second tefillah lechatchila has to have the tzura of what's prescribed in the siddur, which is a tefillah of Shabbos and Yom Tov together, because that is the mariv of tonight. Same shachar, same with mincha. It's completely different to alamichya. Now, what is the shaila then? Whether b'dievet, if you did daven separately your Shabbos shmonesa and your Yom Tov shmonesa, that the possibility is that you're Yotze. Let me explain. We have a very interesting shaila in Tosfos in Brochus. Tosfos in Brochus says, the person, obviously, on Mincha of Rosh Chodesh, for instance, misses out Yalev Yovai, what's his aloha? He's got to go back, Davon Shmonesa again, no question. Missed out Yalev Yovai on Rosh Chodesh, the aloha is, he's got to go back. Now, Mincha on Rosh Chodesh, and tonight is Motzer Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, tonight is not Rosh Chodesh anymore. A fellow davened Mincha on Rosh Chodesh, he didn't say Yalev Yovai. Doesn't realize straight away, suddenly realizes after Nacht, Oyvei, I missed out Yalev Yovai by Mincha. Aloha is, he's got to daven, well, that's Shaila. Normally, if you wouldn't daven Shmonesa by Mincha at all, your din is that when you daven Mariv, you got to daven two Shmonesas. This fellow did daven Mincha. He just missed out Yalev Yovai. So if tonight would be Rosh Chodesh again, then he's got no problem, because he's going to be mesaken what he left out by Mincha. But what happens if tonight's not Rosh Chodesh? Tonight is a regular weekday. He hasn't said Yalev Yovai by Mincha, but he daven Shmonesa. Does he have to daven two shmonesas for Mariv or not? Shaila in Tosis. Machlokes Rishon. Machlokes in Tosis, 2 days in Tosis, Chachmei Provincia and the others. Machlokes in Tosis, whether he does daven tashlumin or not. One svara says, why should you daven tashlumin? It's not Rosh Chodesh, and all you missed was Yalev Yovai, you're not going to get it. The other one says, no, I'm sorry. Now listen to the svara. The svara is, if on Rosh Chodesh you missed Yalev Yovai, you haven't davened Shmoneh Esrei. Shmoneh Esrei on Yalev Yovai, the tefillah of Shmoneh Esrei on Rosh Chodesh has to be with Yalev Yovai. Without Yalev Yovai, it's not a tefillah. It's as if you haven't davened. So even though tonight you're not going to say Yalav Yovel, but you have to daven Shmoneh Esrei again because you didn't daven Mincha. The other story is, I've davened, but I've missed Yalav Yovel. So if I can rectify by davening again, fine. But if I can't rectify by davening again, there's no point in davening a second Shmoneh Esrei. The machlok is not even clear in Halacha what the din is. Chatchila says you should daven a Tashtumin in such a case, but you should be Masna Benadova in case you're not Mechuyim, it's a Sofik. And if it's Shabbos where you can't daven a Tefillas Nedova, then the halacha is that you just don't. You just don't. So the shaila there is, somebody who misses an Azkora in Shmoneh Esrei doesn't mean he hasn't davened, or doesn't mean he's davened. He has to go back over his tefillah if he missed Yalav Yovel only so that he should be able to rectify the fact that he's left Yalav Yovel out and daven again. But if it's not going to rectify because it's tonight, and nobody suggests that Motzei Rosh Chodesh you should be davening Mariv with a tefillah and saying Yalav Yovel, that isn't a suggestion by anybody. So that is really what the shaila is. So we have really understood a little bit the shaila by tefillah. If somebody leaves out Yalav Yovel, does it mean he hasn't davened, or does it mean that he's davened or just missed Yalav Yovel? So we can have a very nice shaila. In the winter, when you say the same Talamotah, and you all know if you've missed out the same Talamotah in Shmoneh Esrei, you have to go back. What happens on Rosh Chodesh in the winter? Rosh Chodesh in the winter, you davened one Shmoneh Esrei, and you remembered it was winter, and you said the same Talamotah, but you forgot it was Rosh Chodesh. So you missed out Yalav Yovel. Avad, you have to go back Shmoneh Esrei. Your second Shmoneh Esrei, you did the other. You said Yalav Yovel, you didn't say the same Talamotah. So now, do you have to daven a third Shmoneh Esrei? Or is it good enough, the two that you've done, which is exactly the same shaila as before, of somebody who davened Mariv on Leil, Shabbos, the Yom Tov, and he mentioned Shabbos in one Shmoneh Esrei, he mentioned Yom Tov in the other Shmoneh Esrei, does he have to daven the third one or not? Now this is going to be toil on this shaila. If you're going to say that his tefillah is a tefillah, despite leaving out Yom Tov, or despite leaving out Shabbos, why shouldn't you join forces and take the two tefillahs and say he's been Yotza? He's davened one tefillah, but he missed out Yom Tov. He davened the other tefillah, and he missed out Shabbos. It's fine. If you're going to say that missing out Shabbos, or missing out Yom Tov, is missing a tefillah, then each time he hasn't davened, number one, he hasn't davened, number two, he hasn't davened. He has to daven the third Shmoneh Esrei, and equally with the same Talamot and Yalav Yovel. He didn't daven the first Shmoneh Esrei, he's missed Shmoneh Esrei, according to one, and according to the other, he's just missed Yalav Yovel. He davens the second Shmoneh Esrei, according to one, he's missed just the Talamotah, so he can be Mitzaref, the two Tfilis, and be Yeser. Or you say, no, I'm sorry, each time your Shmoneh Esrei wasn't a Shmoneh Esrei, it should really be Toiler on the Shaila of Tosis in Brochus, and that should really be the two Tzdodim of whether he has to daven the third Shmoneh Esrei or not. So we now know clearly what the case of Alamichio is. It's two independent Chiyuvim. We know clearly by tefillah it's one chiyuv, but possibly the chiyuv can be divided into two, depending on Tosis and Brochus, whether the tefillah is considered the tefillah or whether the tefillah is not considered the tefillah. Now the shailas are kiddush, and you have the chiyuv of kiddush, which is what we started with. Leil Shabbos the Yom Tov. You can say kiddush is like tefillah. Like tefillah, there's a mariv, which today is Shabbos and Yom Tov together. You can say today there's a Kiddush, which is Shabbos and Yom Tov together. Or you can say, no, it's Alamichio. I've got a Chiyuv for Shabbos, which is one Chiyuv, and I've got an independent Chiyuv for Yom Tov. Who says it has to be in one Kiddush that I'm doing both? Maybe my halacha is I can do one Kiddush for Shabbos, one Kiddush for Yom Tov. But yes, of course, lechatchila you're not allowed to do it in that way because you're being goyim yourself a brocha shein etzricha, and it can be done in one. But maybe it's similar to Alamichya and similar to Alo Eitz, where it's two independent chiyuvim and two independent chiyuvim. Now, avada, to go with our own svara and compare it to Alamichya is difficult, because Alamichya is definitely two independent chiyuvim, and today there's one chiyuv of Kiddush because it's Shabbos Yom Tov together. On the other hand, it's not exactly the same as tefillah. Tefillah, every night there's Mariv, on a weekday as well. and every day there's a chiyuv of shachris and there's a chiyuv of mincha. You can't say, I know every Shabbos is a chiyuv to make kiddush, every Yom Tov is a chiyuv to make kiddush. Happens to be that today is Shabbos and today is Yom Tov. Maybe it's two independent chiyuvim which have just met in one, and you can be yotze with one. But if I separated them and I was yotze them separately, maybe the halacha is on yotze. So rechiyim, there is, the shaila is, it'd be enough that it won't happen in Yetz Hashem. When you speak about it, you know the halachas and it doesn't happen. But there is the Chuvas Yad Eliyahu who says, Yochoyza, and the Chatchila, when you say the second Kiddush, you should make the Kiddush that you're supposed to make tonight, which is both of them together. Doesn't speak about what happens, but if you didn't, but I'm sure that the halachas are your Yetz.